Mass immigration is splitting our nation, and American Jewry is driving the wedge even deeper. The majority of Jews voted for Obama, who's now pushing one of their favorite agendas, making it easy for illegal aliens to come and stay in America. I call it the Obamacon scam on immigration. And American Jewry, represented by countless Jewish organizations pushing mass immigration, just loves it. Rabbi Steve Guto of the Jewish Council for Public Affairs, there are hundreds of these Jewish organizations, says amnesty for illegals is Jewry's top agenda.
There are two issues at the top of our agenda at the very moment. One is the unbelievably important immigration debate in this country, to make sure that immigrants from around the world, particularly those from south of our border, have a chance here. The 12 million that, or 13 million that just live here and do work and aren't really going home, that they have a chance to stay here.
And Obama is doing just that, helping illegals stay here. Back in 2011, Obama told a crowd in Texas that he would never bypass Congress to make it easy for illegals to stay here. Surprise, he lied.
Sometimes when I talk to immigration advocates, you know, they wish I could just bypass Congress and change the law myself. But that's not how democracy works.
Yeah, sure. Now with a contrived border meltdown with thousands of alien juveniles crossing into America, Obama has changed his tune. He will bypass Congress.
Today, I'm beginning a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own, without Congress.
Wait a minute. You're not a dictator. We have elected officials who enact the will of the people, not yours. And we already have immigration laws, like the Immigration and Nationality Act, but they're not being enforced. They're straightforward laws. Someone crosses the border illegally, they get deported. But when Jewish hacks like Chuckie Schumer say that Obama should act on his own, bypassing Congress, then existing laws get trashed.
Time is running out. If the House fails to act during this window, the president would be more than justified in acting any time after the summer is over to take whatever changes he feels are necessary to make our immigration system work better.
Time is not running out. This has been a long-standing debate for decades. Our immigration laws are not broken, except for the ones like Obama's executive order, DACA, that let unaccompanied juveniles cross our borders without being deported. And the only ones burdened are American taxpayers paying for illegal alien juveniles, some with contagious diseases, some members of the Mexican drug cartel, to be sheltered at care centers across the country. Border Patrol personnel, forced by Health and Human Services, HHS, have been turned into babysitters for unaccompanied juveniles. Nothing heartless here. This is an invasion. These juvies will become Americanized, I mean in a bad way. And a bigger problem than the juvies are the illegal family units with permission to disappear.
It's important for the American public to realize while we're here talking into the middle of the day, you have 80 new people coming through, the majority of which I'm willing to bet are probably get papers to come disappear inside the United States. The fact is that these people are trying, they know they're going to be let go. The family units are going to get a piece of paper that gets them north. And once they go north, they disappear. So basically, it's not a promise to appear in court. It's a promise to disappear, because as soon as they make it north of the checkpoints, they're gone. It's not possible every single person has the same story. Everybody's been threatened by gangs. We know that they have these cheat sheets that tell them how to answer our questions. But these people know that all they have to do is get here and they're going to be let go. Actually, in 2006, they had the Brazilian crisis where a bunch of people from Brazil were coming. The day they decided to deport the first people, they held them for processing. Within hours, that flow of traffic stopped. So the fact is, we know it can be stopped because it's been done before. There is an issue with narcotics getting away or other traffic getting away. Days ago, Lackland Air Force Base reported a confirmed case of H1N1 or swine flu. That person made it north, or that kid made it north with swine flu. What are we not getting?
He's only talking about 80 people at just one crossing, at just one moment of time. Multiply that by hundreds of crossings and thousands of moments, and we've got a broken country. Believe me, for I grew up as a Jew. Jews will not send their own to sit in the same classrooms filled to overflowing with Juvies who can't speak English and are illiterate even in Spanish. Instead, Jewry will use the Obama scam on immigration to continue the dumbing down of American Gentile youth.